Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Dr. Loeb, I have to tell you, what I'm most excited about your new book, Interstellar, is that it is so hopeful. It's positive. There's a sense of excitement in this book. It's like a message. Let's go learn about this. Let's dig into it. Let's find out our true place in the cosmos, our position in the universal pecking order. You know, find out, are we alone? Do you set out to purposely make it kind of a hopeful, positive message?
Yeah, I think one of the things I learned about life is that it's often a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's better to be an optimist. If I would think that I will not find anything in the Pacific Ocean, I would not go there and I wouldn't find anything. So it's much better to be positive because every now and then your wishes come true. And you know, there is a book, a famous book by Steven Weinberg, the physicist who won the Nobel Prize, called The First 3 Minutes. And towards the end of it, he says, the more we comprehend the universe, the more pointless it seems. And that's a depressing thought. The universe is pointless. And I thought about it, and I realized that he's completely wrong. The reason he finds the universe pointless, and by the way, it's not only him, but it's all the my colleagues that work on studying the universe, is because they focus on lifeless objects, you know, elementary particles, radiation, things that have no life. And we know from our own life that finding a partner, it brings a meaning to your life. And loneliness is pointless. And so my advice is, let's search for a partner out there, for a neighbor, because that will change our perspective. Suddenly the universe would appear to be meaningful. And, you know, that is a very basic perspective that could change the future of humanity, because if we find a partner, a neighbor that is more accomplished than we are, we could learn something new. that we haven't yet learned in the last century of science and technology, they could inspire us to go into space. And at the very least, I can imagine that, you know, it would convince us that what we are doing now makes no sense. I mean, we are engaged in conflicts. $2 trillion a year is going to military budgets worldwide. And just, you know, think about using this money for space exploration. I calculated that we could reach every star in the Milky Way galaxy by sending probes within one century. Billions of probes with this budget in one century will go towards every star. So it's just a matter of priorities. And perhaps if we realize that we have a neighbor out there and they reached our doorstep before we reached their doorstep, you know, that would convince us to work together, because we are all in the same boat, Earth, sailing through space. And when I was in the Pacific Ocean, I realized, you know, all the team members were working together selflessly towards the success of the mission. That's the kind of attitude that I'm really hoping for, if, you know, there will be this wake-up call coming from a neighbor that will change the priorities of humanity, make us all work together as equal members of the human species.
This expedition you made out into the Pacific sounds like just a rollicking grand adventure. Could you share with our audience why you picked that spot, what you were looking for, and what you found?
Yeah, so the story starts on January 8th, 2014, when U.S. government satellites detected a fireball from the collision of an object with Earth. And that's called a meteor, when an object collides with Earth and burns up in the atmosphere as a result of friction with air. What was unusual about this one is that the object was moving very fast. It actually came from behind the Earth in its orbit around the sun. And even though it came from behind the Earth, it was moving at 45 kilometers per second, faster than Earth, relative to Earth itself. We calculated in 2019, January 2019, when that was exactly 5 years after this object was found by the U.S. government, it was just put in a catalog of NASA. And I was interviewed about another meteor that landed near Kamchatka, it's called the Kamchatka meteor, just a couple of weeks earlier. So the radio interviewer wanted to ask questions about that, and I looked at the online and found this catalog of NASA, and I asked my student to check if any of the objects, the fastest objects, might have originated from outside the solar system, because I was already intrigued by Oumuamua, that looked unlike any rock that we are familiar with in the solar system. And so I said, why don't we find if there is any meteor that came from outside the solar system? And we found this one. And then submitted the paper for publication, and the referees, my colleagues, rejected it. They said, we don't believe the U.S. government. So at the time, I was chair of the Board on Physics and Astronomy of the National Academies, and I complained about it to my colleagues there. I said, look, I mean, this is data that, you know, the U.S. Space Command is getting more funding than NASA, and we should trust their data, because, you know, they are supposed to alert the U.S. president if a ballistic missile is coming from North Korea. And if they make mistakes, they will say, no, it's going to Mexico while it's heading towards Washington. So it's, you know, they know what they're talking about. Anyway, so as a result of me frustrated, one of the people behind the national security fence suggested to help. And it ended up with a person from the White House reaching to the U.S. Space Command. And there was a letter issued by the U.S. Space Command in March 2022, 3 years later, saying that they confirm, after looking at the data again, they confirm that it's of interstellar origin. This meteor came from outside the solar system. And they do it at a 99.99% confidence. That was a letter sent to NASA the Department of Defense basically came to my defense on this matter, and our paper was accepted for publication at that point. And the government also released the data about the fireball, the light curve from this meteor. And that allowed us to conclude two things. Well, first of all, it came with a very high speed already outside the solar system, faster than 95% of the stars in the vicinity of the sun relative to the local frame of the Milky Way galaxy. So that's unusual, faster than 95% of the stars near the sun. And moreover, it exploded only in the lower atmosphere, where the stress on the object was far greater than on all other space rocks that we had seen as meteors, 272 of them in the NASA catalog over the past decade. So the object was unusually tough, material strength larger than even iron meteorites, which make up 5% of the meteors.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
So, you know, if that raised the possibility that it may be a Voyager-like meteor. Just imagine our own spacecraft, Voyager, going to interstellar space and eventually colliding with a planet like the Earth. It would appear as a meteor in the sky of that planet that is of unusual material strength because it's made of stainless steel and unusual speed, because it was propelled by a rocket. And so I decided to go to the site of the meteor and find what it was made of. And that was a big challenge. You know, there were many failure points. First, we had to get $1.5 million to fund the expedition. And gladly, Charles Hoskinson, the funder, contacted me out of the blue, and we had a Zoom call, and he said, "You have the money." And then organizing a team of 28 people, the best in the world, by the way, and that was, again, a very fortunate circumstance that those people agreed and joined, and actually many of them volunteered to join us. And then we built a sled with magnets on both sides, that is 1 meter wide and 200 kilograms in mass. And we placed it on the ocean floor, connected with a cable to the ship that was fittingly called the Silver Star. And we basically dragged the sled back and forth, just like mowing the lawn, across a region that is 7 miles in size. And the ocean is more than a mile deep. And what we were looking for are the molten droplets from the surface of the object when it was exposed to the fireball, the immense heat that surrounded it. And those droplets were supposed to be a millimeter or less in size. That's the size of a grain of sand. So just think about it, searching for grains of sand at the bottom of the ocean, a mile deep, across a region of 7 miles in length. And so many of my colleagues obviously said, you will find nothing. It's a waste of time. And I said, you know, why don't you sit back and relax? I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm doing the heavy lifting. And if I come back with nothing, you can say that's what I expected. So we went there. And after 6 days, I mean, at first the sled was not lying on the ocean floor because the cable was lifting it. It was kiting. And the exceptional engineers that we had on the ship realized that we need to go with the current in order to keep it on the floor. But then we started collecting materials, and most of it was volcanic ash. This is black powder from volcanic activity. And after the sixth day, I mean, I wrote 43 diary reports altogether. And after the sixth day, I wrote an essay on Medium.com. All of them were published, by the way. And there were few millions of people around the world who read those reports. They were very excited. They were translated to Spanish. And on the sixth day, I wrote a report with a title, Where Are the Spherules? These are the molten droplets. We didn't find them yet. And I was straightforward. We didn't find them. The following day, we started filtering the black powder, the particles that are small. We let them out with a mesh that had the size of a quarter of a millimeter. And then we started looking at the big particles through a microscope. And lo and behold, we found a spherule. It looked very distinct from the background sand. It was like a metallic marble. And I basically hugged the person who found it first on the microscope. And I was so thrilled because I knew that if you find an ant in the kitchen, there must be many more out there. we found 50 of them during the expedition that lasted 2 weeks, between June 14th to 28th, 2023. And when we came back to Harvard, I shipped the materials by FedEx. It arrived a few days later to my home. I realized that a few days of a delay is not a big deal because this material took millions of years to arrive to us from far away. I brought it to a laboratory of Stein Jacobson at Harvard that has the best mass spectrometer in the world to analyze the composition of the spherules. And we found that there is an excess of spherules along the meteor path. We made a map. My postdoc, Laura Domini, made that map. And we saw concentration of excess of spherules along the path. And of course, there were some background spherules in control regions and also in the area of the meteor. But on top of that, there was an excess. And then we found a special type of spherules that were along the meteor path in those regions of excess. And that the composition of that was never seen before in the scientific literature. It's materials that have a very different abundance of elements than in the solar system. Elements like lanthanum, uranium, beryllium are hundreds of times more abundant in those spheres, and that was never seen anywhere. And so we reported the results, the findings, and now, I mean, so far we analyzed only about a tenth of the spheres we have. When we came back to Harvard, my summer intern found 600 more in addition to the 50 we had on the ship. And so altogether, we have about 700 right now. So we analyzed 57, and we are now in the process of analyzing many more. And it's just you know, an amazing story of discovery, taking risks despite all odds and being successful. And, you know, there were so many points of failure that every team member was essential for the success of this mission. And we will go again, because for now we can just say it came from outside the solar system, but to be able to tell if it's natural, if it was a rock that came from an unusual environment different than the solar system, or it was a technological gadget. Maybe we found the element of semiconductors.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.